This week, the country's second-largest health insurance company, Anthem, said hackers broke into a database with personal information of about 80 million of its customers. It's just the latest in a string of large-scale cyber attacks. So we thought we'd call up the original hacker, the one who started everything.
My name is Michael Calce. I'm more commonly known by the handle of Mafia Boy.
Mafia Boy was infamous for pulling off the biggest hack ever in the year 2000. It all started with his first computer.
I got my first computer when I was 6 years old. I was a pretty bratty kid. I come from a divorced family, and, you know, my father had custody over me on the weekends, and he wasn't exactly sure how to, you know, preoccupy me. So he took a computer from his work and brought it home, and he's like, here, figure out what to do with it. And I was 6 years old.
And do you remember the first time you encountered the internet?
Yeah, absolutely. I was 9 years old the first time I went on the internet, thanks to an AOL CD that they mailed to you, and it offered 30 days of free internet.
Just a few days later, 9-year-old Calce hacked the AOL system so he could stay online past the 30-day free trial. As a teenager, he got involved in the first online hacking communities. And in the year 2000, at the age of 15, he launched an attack that would turn cybersecurity into a front-page issue. He took down the websites of Amazon, CNN, Dell, E-Trade, eBay, and Yahoo. Here's how he did it.
Basically, I compromised tons of educational networks, all the top universities and colleges in the United States of America. I breached all their networks and was able to combine them all to make one massive network. So basically, when I hit enter on the keyboard, they all respond at the same exact time and basically overwhelms websites with too much information and render people offline.
Now, in the when this case ended up going to trial, there was controversy over what you had actually intended to do. What were you intending to do with that on that day?
Right. The truth of the matter is that the overall purpose was to intimidate other hacker groups.
What's the aim of that, though, of that power? Like, you're king of the hackers at the end?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, at this point, when I was hacking, and pretty much, you know, the whole of the hacking community was all about notoriety and exploration, whereas, you know, you look at hackers today, it's all about monetization and how can they get money.
So there was a manhunt. The FBI was looking for Mafia Boy. How did you hear about that at first?
Well, I figured at this point that people are going to be looking for me, but I wasn't worried about getting caught at that point. But when Janet Reno and President Clinton started, you know, publicizing and convening cyber summits based on what I had done, I started to get a little worried at this point.
What's going through your 15-year-old brain at that point?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a pretty calm, collected, cool person. But, you know, when you have the President of the United States and the Attorney General basically calling you out and saying, we're going to find you, I mean, you know, at that point, I was a little bit worried. And
then what was the moment of truth for you when you knew that you'd just been found out?
I started to notice this utility van that was parked at the end of my street at like Sunday at 4 a.m. and stuff. And I'm like, okay, like, I don't think they're fixing TV and internet problems at 4 a.m. on a Sunday. So, I mean, it was pretty obvious that they were surveying my place, so.
And talk about what happened with the trial, because you ended up serving 8 months in open custody, but there were more than 50 charges against you.
It was a pretty big ordeal. You know, they called in, like, supervisors and, like, IT professionals from Bill Clinton's circle, and, like, an IT advisor from Washington under Bill Clinton came to testify. But at the end of the day, I ended up getting 8 months in a group home facility, because they didn't want me mixing with more hardened criminals. You know, I figured the whole thing was fixed anyways. It didn't really matter what I said at that point. They just wanted to make an example of me.
This attack showed what a single hacker could do, you know, taking down Yahoo, which was bigger than Google back then. I know you think about these issues still a lot in your professional life. I'm wondering if it hadn't been you back in 2000 that had done that huge denial of service attack, those attacks, how do you think the history of the internet security would be different?
I think there would be less attention focused on it, and some good did come from the attack that I launched. You know, the New York Stock Exchange, I mean, they were like freaking out because they were all investing in these e-commerce companies, and then it's like, oh, okay, a 15-year-old kid can shut us down at any point. Like, is our money really safe? So it raised a lot of issues, and I think that it definitely advanced and created a pretty big focus on security and the problems and inherent flaws that come with computers and internet.
Michael Kalche went by the online alias Mafia Boy. He pulled off the biggest hack ever in the year 2000. Now he is what you might call a white hat hacker for companies. Michael, thanks very much. Very interesting speaking with you.
No problem.